the number and address on the bottom of your screen. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart, that is to say, at me. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. Help, Lord, for the goodly, the godly man, Cephas. For the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, snip, snip, and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Words of the Lord are pure words as silver, tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For the wicked walk on every side, when the vilest men are exalted. In Washington, D.C. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord?
Forever?
How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? Come out from behind that cloud, let me get a look at you. How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Well, if I could afford to live anywhere else, consider and hear me, O Lord my God, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt beautifully, bountifully with me. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is condemned. But he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Preserve me, O Lord, in the cellar with the canned peaches, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. They drink offerings of blood, which I will not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is in the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad. Glad, do you hear me? And my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell to frizzle and fry. Neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In the presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Again, she had said that she knew that Bob had been murdered at roughly 10 a.m. in the morning. She then...
Was at night.
...felt that she was, in fear of her life.
What is interesting about it is he's killed with a video camera tripod. The intriguing thing is what he did after Bob was dead. He ties the cord to the VCR around Bob's neck like a bow. Well, it's cut
VCR.
A sharp knife, a pocket knife. I don't know, too many women carry a pocket knife. But I think that VCR cord around his neck was a symbol of a severed relationship.
To go to a farm. Farms are America's backbone. Farmers are America's dumb bone.
While we looked around a farm, the grown-ups had a tea party.
Wife swap.
Ooh, cows. Cows are reincarnated Hindus. Indians. Daddy.
Our priest.
Mommy still feeds me like that.
They smoke on beef pipe.
Milk that damn Hindu, Jethro.
He practices. I caught him practicing in the bathroom.
This reminds me of something Freud said about your mom.
That's
what starving Africans eat.
They love it.
To a famine victim, a handful of wheat is like a steak dinner with all the trimmings.
Hey, look, everybody. Muslim kryptonite.
Oh, snap. Bible.
Assalamu alaikum, piggies.
Malaikum salami.
Shut up!
Jeremy christened those pigs with his body water,
but it wasn't very Christ-like.
Farmer Joe made us say a prayer to the Dark Lord named Kromdar,
the Invincible.
There's Jeremy.
He was naughty, so we got to eat him.
Ha ha. There's Jeremy's nummy bicep.
Oh, there's his carrot.
Murderlicious.
Oh, snap.
Yummy.
I don't know when they slipped us the poison.
I think it was something in the milk.
We woke up to find we were Farmer Joe's captive slaves.
Forced to toil in the name of Lord Kromdar.
That summer I developed a crush on my sister.
Wait, that wasn't your sister?
Wasn't?
Yuck.
Yeah.
After 2 years, our parents were happy to see us.
We were happy to see them.
So we can sacrifice them
in the dark holy name of Lord Kromdar.
And that's what happens when you spend time with
God. Why did you blow up the earth?
Slaves built the pyramids. Slaves built the Parthenon. Slaves built America. Slaves, this is your song. Thank you. Slaves. Thank you. Slaves. Thank you. Slaves. Slaves. This is your song. Thank you.
I wish I had my innocence back.
I wish the screaming would stop.
I just want to punch God in the face.
I want to crawl inside your head and eat my way out.
I wish the screaming would start.
I have all the boogers I need.
What did Hitler say?
Oh, nothing?
Okay, nothing.
I won't burn a debt. Turn back into my daddy, Bernie.
I wish my parents were back together.
In hell.
Breaking news at this hour. The solace of our utopia has been shattered. Civil unrest grips the nation after the shocking revelation of a disgusting, depraved intermingling between a letter and a number. A relationship so taboo, it makes bestiality look like a newborn baby. Tensions between the groups have literally explogasmed. Letters and numbers are being bused to separate schools. And last night, the KKK dragged a 666 behind its finest lynching truck. As a tribute to the sanctity of purebred marriage, two sanctity boulders have been placed at the base of the Washington Monument. Country stupertard Kobe Teeth has released a harsh banjo rant on the subject. And America's premier interpretive dancer has performed a scathing dance against numero letra miscegenation. Even the Bleep Fairy had some choice words for Aiton J.
You stupid
gal.
Whore. You never should have gone in my
gal.
Truck.
Gal.
Bye, kids.
Every morning when I wake up, I wash my hands. Then I have some food, and then I wash my hands. Then I take a shower, wash my hands, and then wash my hands. And then Mommy tells me my hands are clean. And then I wash and wash and wash my hands. Then I touch a football, and I wash and wash and wash and wash. And I watch my sister washing her hands, and I get an idea to wash my hands. And I wash and wash and wash, but I never get clean. The shame never seems to scrub off.
And now...
White people, yay!
White people having fun. Global domination over everyone. White people smile so bright. Genocide for anyone who isn't white.
Well, there's a little man inside my head who tells me what to do.
Go fill your pants with chili.
And the little man inside his head has some ideas too.
Your lung would make a noise, huh?
But the little man inside his head is freaking crazy.
God is real.
Cause the little man inside his head
breathes corporate thunder. Thunder, 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 thunder.
Yeah, those guys are nuts. But me, I got it together. Now check this out.
Jesus, please watch over me, and bless me, and praise me, and save me.
Hey, kid, don't waste your youth sucking up to some hot dead chump.
Yeah, live it up. Knock me back.
Yeah, and shoot me into you.
Yeah, use me to get more of them.
Don't use any of that stuff, Ricky. It will make you very upset.
Thinking critically. What you say is true.
Well, it's... You should... I'll prove it to you.
Ow! Yeah! Slap my monkey! Get her done! Go Gators! Go Gators!
This guy is the coolest.
I'm heading to Cabo. Biz knit you later, skater.
And on the seventh day, God did body shots and had last-mouthed shooters at a wet t-shirt contest.
Well, now you're talking my language, Padre.
What would Jesus brew?
Breaking news at this hour. The entire nation is shocked and stunned by the development that no one cares about the senseless execution of Tobias the Innocent Beetle. There is an appalling lack of outcry over the deliberate slaughter. No protesters are spilling into the streets chanting slogans. At this very moment, no one is furiously turning over cop cars in anguish. The American people are so shaken by this frightening absence of controversy that police have put us on high alert until at least some commotion. Breaking news at this hour. The utter lack of reaction to the Tobias Beetle murder has caused a huge public upheaval. Outraged rioters are taking to the streets to protest their own lack of protest. Never in American history. And now...
We got to go to the TV dinner factory.
Yay!
We got to see how they make frozen chicken dinners.
Ooh, yummy!
It starts out so cute.
So pretty.
And they're gonna be pretty delicious.
When I saw the chickens, I yelled, "Are you my dinner yet?" I said, "Hurry up and be my dinner."
This is where we learn to accept murder.
Fun.
Ooh, look, that's what they make chicken nuggets out of.
Yum.
I'll show you how my butt makes nuggets.
If those chickens could talk,
they'd say bawk, bawk.
There's my maid. There's another one of my maid. They speak in that maid talk.
Espanol.
Chicken genocide. Chicken Darfur.
Where's your UN now?
Right up.
Yay!
I screamed at the workers. Show me how you work. Make chicken dinners faster. Chicken dinners make me stronger so I can yell louder.
That factory stunk like my grandpa's spit cup. Delicious.
Those workers floored me with their lack of shame for their jobs. They acted like it was normal, like they were human.
Losers.
Look, Daddy's magic powder.
The secret ingredient is botulism. Rat feces.
Cockroaches.
That's what makes it yummy.
Delicious filth.
Those chickens were almost as battered as my mommy. I got to drink oil right out of fire.
I would drink a gallon of scalding grease just to see when he smiles. Grandma.
I wish I had legs.
Corn.
I found corn in my stool and sold it to a factory.
That machine blows up 100
run 20 times a minute. If you eat that food, you do too.
Yay!
Now they can only sell a mother's love in easy packages.
And they do. It's called box wine.
Hello, orphanage. I hear in some countries they cook their own meal.
Losers, we have a box.
We're disproportionately disconnected from our meal.
Yay!
And this is why the terrorists hate us.
There we go. I forgot this poxy microphone doesn't always work. If you touch it, it stops working, and I touched it. Well, no more of that, if you please. Instead, I will quote from one of my favorite books of all time. I'm often asked, what's your favorite book? Though not as often as I'm asked, what's your favorite movie? As if all understanding of literature and theater and the created works of the ingenious members of our species were subject to a sort of David Letterman list of 1 through 10, and this was how we were to arrange our scale of values. But I will say that I can mention at least 2 books which are essentially my favorite. One I have spoken of before, Mistress Masham's Repose by T.H. White. But also, I love Paralandra by C.S. Lewis so much that I had to stop reading it decades ago. I read it too many times. Eventually, I will take it down and read it again with the same robust enjoyment. The novel Paralandra involves a voyage to Venus and the struggle there between the forces of light and the forces of darkness, which come via spaceship from Earth, the silent planet. And the scientist Weston calls into himself the malefic spirit of Falkandra, the silent world, and becomes its exponent in attempting to destroy the beautiful and uncorrupted world of Venus. The hero, Dr. Elwyn Ransom, has to descend into the underworld of Venus and do battle with the Unman, the former human being who has now become totally an instrument of the Dark Lord. Here is an excerpt from the book. And it doesn't necessarily explain itself, but then who asked it to? However, it's a part that I recall, and there are others. This is listed as a creature imagined by C.S. Lewis in the book of Imaginary Beings by Jorge Luis Borges, who was assisted by Margarita Guerrero, revised, enlarged, and translated by Norman Thomas de Giovanni in collaboration with the author, Mr. Borges. A creature imagined by C.S. Lewis. Slowly, shakily, with unnatural and inhuman movements, a human form, scarlet in the firelight, crawled out on the floor of the cave. It was the Unman, of course.
dragging its broken leg and with its lower jaw sagging open like that of a corpse. It raised itself to a standing position. And then, close behind it, something else came up out of the hole. First came what looked like branches of trees, and then seven or eight spots of light, irregularly grouped like a constellation. Then a tubular mass, which reflected the red glow as if it were polished. His heart gave a great leap as the branches suddenly resolved themselves into long, wiry feelers, and the dotted lights became the many eyes of a shell-helmeted head, and the mass that followed it was revealed as a large, roughly cylindrical body. Horrible things followed, angular, many-jointed legs, and presently, when he thought the whole body was in sight, a second body came following it, and after that a third. The thing was in three parts, united only by a kind of wasp's waist structure, three parts that did not seem to be truly aligned and made it look as if it had been trodden on, a huge, many-legged, quivering deformity standing just behind the unman, so that the horrible shadows of both danced an enormous and united menace on the wall of rock behind them. Interesting writing, and of course Professor Lewis was disturbed by some elements of the arthropod kingdom, as many I know are, and as I myself have been throughout most of my life. But it is telling that when, at this final confrontation, Dr. Ransom does succeed in killing the body of the unman and destroying its ability to work evil on the planet, and dumps it off a ledge into the lava below, he turns to face the horrendous giant insect, but without the presence of the unman, the former Dr. Weston, the huge insect does not look menacing, but only comical and even lovable, and it laboriously turns itself around to go back down where it came from. It was urged by the fiend to come forward, but now it only appears like another strange life form of the planet. But the book Paralandra, with its many descriptions of the amazing and beautiful world, the oceanic world of Venus, with the floating vegetable islands and the many fabulous creatures that inhabit them, and the beautiful naked ruler of Venus, the first woman of Venus. You see, the book is really a sort of rewriting of Paradise Lost in science fiction terms, and it's about what would have happened if Satan had tempted Eve, but she had resisted and there was no fall into sin. And so, in Paralandra, this is expressed, and expressed beautifully. This is another passage from Paralandra. Not a sinister one like the last one, which Borges lists, an animal imagined by C.S. Lewis. The noise was very loud now, and the thicket very dense, so that he could not see a yard ahead when the music stopped suddenly. There was a sound of rustling and broken twigs, and he made hastily in that direction, but found nothing. He had almost decided to give up the search when the song began again, a little farther away. Once more he made after it. Once more the creature stopped singing, and evaded him. He must have played thus at hide-and-seek with it for the best part of an hour before his search was rewarded. Treading delicately during one of the loudest bursts of music, he at last saw through the flowery branches a black something, standing still whenever it stopped singing and advancing with great caution whenever it began again. He stalked it for 10 minutes. At last it was in full view, and singing, and ignorant that it was watched, it sat upright like a dog, black and sleek and shiny, but its shoulders were high above Ransom's head, and the forelegs on which they were pillared were like young trees, and the wide soft pads on which they rested were large as those of a camel. The enormous rounded body was white, and far up above the shoulders the neck rose like that of a horse. The head was in profile from where Ransom stood, the mouth wide open as it sang of joy in thick coming trills, and the music almost visibly rippled in its glossy throat. He stared in wonder at the wide liquid eyes and the quivering, sensitive nostrils. Then the creature stopped, saw him, and darted away, and stood now a few paces distant on all four legs, not much smaller than a young elephant, swaying a long bushy tail. It was the first thing in Paralandra which seemed to show any fear of man. Yet it was not fear. When he called to it, it came nearer. It put its velvet nose into his hand and endured his touch, but almost at once it darted back, and bending its long neck buried its head in its paws. He could make no headway with it, and when at length it retreated out of sight, he did not follow it. To do so would have seemed an injury to its fawn-like shyness, to the yielding softness of its expression, its evident wish to be forever a sound, and only a sound, in the thickest center of untraveled woods. He resumed his journey. A few seconds later, the song broke out behind him, louder and lovelier than before, as if in a paean of rejoicing at its recovered privacy. Later, Dr. Ransom is told about the creature by the Archons of Venus, and they say, "The beasts of that kind have no milk, and always what they bring forth is suckled by the she-beast of another kind. She is great and beautiful and dumb, and till the young singing beast is weaned, it is among her whelps and is subject to her. But when it is grown, it becomes the most delicate and glorious of all beasts, and goes from her. And she wonders at its song."
Monsieur, le bébé de ma tante est sur les tables de mon oncle.
Monsieur,
Oui,
c'est si bon.
Yeah.
assist me later in the song, no? When I give you the signal, say, c'est bon, like that.
C'est bon, like that.
Pardonnez-moi, messieurs, just say c'est bon, forget it like that.
C'est bon, forget
it
like that.
No, just say c'est bon, period.
C'est bon, period.
Stop the music, stop it. Repeat after me, see?
Si.
Bon.
Bon.
Si bon.
Si bon.
It's good, yes?
It's good, yes.
It's magnifique, messieurs. Je t'embarre de meatheads. C'est si bon. Des parties n'importe. Bras dessus, en chantant des chisons.
C'est bon,
too soon, messieurs. Do not call me, I will call you. C'est bon. Déserdir des mondes, mais partir rien du tout. Mais qui en dit
c'est long? C'est bon,
too soon, messieurs. I did not give you the signal, oy vey. En voyant notre émile les passants de la rue nous envient.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Why do you not wait for the cotton-picking signal? C'est bon. Décadir dans un ciel mon espoir m'éveiller qui donne les frissons.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
One of these days, pow, right in the orchestra pit. C'est bon. Ces petites sensations, ça va mieux comme les gars. Tellement, tellement, c'est bon. All right, messieurs, is the signal, be my guest.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Oh, it's real, George.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
It's so good, I may kill myself.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
J'ai joué que j'ai millionnaire.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Addict.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Motorcycle with wire wheels.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Mink sweatshirts.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Monogrammed.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
J'ai quelques jours, j'ai les personnes de la rue.
C'est bon.
World Surplus Life Raft, non?
C'est bon, c'est bon.
With two pair of pedals.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Autographed picture King Farouk.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
J'ai beaucoup yo-yos.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
C'est la c'est
C'est impossible.
If someone is mean to you, don't go screaming like a demon.
Backwards makes front go right!
Nimmy, pick up Nimmy, you're so smart. Where you sneeze in the West, their chances are really hard to come by.
Well, not that one wishes to gainsay the appealing beliefs of innocent children or should I simply say, of ignorant children, for there is an innocence which is earned of ignorance. Secondary innocence, which occurs volitionally, is of far more value to the spirit. So saith the Catechism. Kill not the moth nor the butterfly, for the last judgment draweth nigh.
It's not funny, Bob.
Come on! Don't tell me funny. I ain't no funny.
And everybody funny. Likes a funny fighter. I didn't mean for you to take it so literally. I'm getting out of here. Gentlemen, please.
Bob.
He's Bob, don't even tell
me.
Bob.
She's calling
Bob.
Bob had a woman named Connie. She was a righteous frail. She had a lot of friends named Johnny. When Bob, he hit the trail, he's Bob don't ever change. He's Bob. Always will be Bob. Bob was the god of the forest, who claimed his jungle bride. His pet was a brontosaurus that Bob he used to ride. He's Bob.
So he's out doing this backbreaking work, which really
Bob don't ever change.
There was no reason for him to be.
He's Bob.
Bob actually had a piece of the show. And had he
always
lived,
will be
by 1990, he would have had 25% of $90 million. That's what had come in by then.
Wow.
One of the things that made him delightful is unpredictable. He gets into this car. He takes off toward the lights of the faraway space station, riding on the flat.
Who wants a piece of candy? Anyone want a Bob's Pipe chocolate bar? Here, there's one for you.
And kept it.
And one for you.
He bought something really up.
No, only one. And one for you. No, I don't think you get one. Aren't you a little old for this? Oh, well, here, have one. And here's one for you. Oh, it's a big one, yeah. There may be more in the magic candy bag.
Last day of his life.
Hey, what's going on?
And this is the part I think...
Where are you all going?
...that I like about the Bubbies.
Somebody talk to me.
Bob double locks.
What's happening?
He's been robbed in Chicago. He makes sure nobody's coming there. He's an extraordinarily light sleeper. There are things in that apartment that should have been there that weren't. There were things that were in that apartment that shouldn't have been there at all. Among the things that should not have been in that apartment were whiskey. Bob was a teetotaler. Cigarettes, Bob did not smoke.
Rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die.
Now, this leads you to believe.
Jack of Diamonds, I know you are bold. You've robbed my poor pockets of silver and gold.
Pictures of a woman in various stages of undress.
If the ocean was whiskey and I was a duck, I'd swim to the bottom and drink it all up.
She had said that she knew that Bob had been murdered at roughly 10 a.m. in the morning. She then left town. She felt that she was, in fear of her life. What is interesting about it is he's killed with a video camera phone. What he did after the car was dead. But I think that that VCR cord is like a symbol of a severed penis.
Hello?
whiskey, rye whiskey, you've been my downfall. You kicked me and you cussed me, but I love you for it all. Invincible indeed. I'll Thundar the Invincible, you young man.
Yummy. I don't know when they slipped us the poison. I think it was something in the milk.
We woke up to find we were Farmer Joe's captive slaves.
Kids, I just don't know what to say. You're going to have to figure this one out for yourself.
I developed a crush on my sister. Wait, that wasn't your sister.
Was it? Yeah.
My beautiful assistant, you say?
After 2 years, our parents were happy to see us. We were happy to see them.
So we can sacrifice
this cannot
the dark holy of Lord Trondor. And that's what happens when you spend time with
God. Why did you blow up the earth?
Well, I didn't mean to. I didn't know it was so volatile.
Built the Parthenon.
Slaves. You know.
Built America.
Yeah.
Slaves. This is your song. Thank you.
Slaves.
Thank you.
Slaves.
Thank you.
Slaves. Slaves.
This is your song. Thank you.
Slaves.
I wish I had my innocence back.
I wish the screaming would stop. I just want to punch God in the face.
I want to crawl inside your head and eat my way out.
I wish the screaming would start.
I have all the boogers I need.
And now the screaming starts.
Oh, nothing?
Oh, nothing.
I won't burn a debt. Turn back into my daddy, Bernie.
I wish my parents were back together.
Got to find it.
It's here somewhere.
Breaking news at this hour.
I gotta figure it out.
Of our utopia has been shattered.
Well, I'll just use my little guide light.
After the shocking revelation that of might, disgusting,
that might help
intermingling between a letter and a number.
Well, you know what
so
I'm saying.
It makes bestiality.
Not in there, so
like
it's gonna be down there. I think I can even see
tensions
it. Well, maybe
the groups have literally explogasmed.
No.
Letters and numbers are being bused to separate schools. And last night, the KKK dragged a 666 behind its
got it
lynching truck.
Well, now I'm
tribute to the sanctity
all right
of pure breed marriage. Two sanctity boulders have been placed at the base of the Washington Monument.
Certain
country
operations
supertard Kobe
get out of control.
Has released a harsh banjo rant on the subject.
Let me just piff this specimen. Stick the probe all the way.
And America's premier interpretive dancer has performed a scathing
this
dance against numeral letra miscegenation.
Miscegenation.
Even the bleep fairy had some choice words for Aiton J.
You stupid...
Cap.
Poor! You never should have got him.
Cap. Cap.
Bye.
Every morning when I wake up, I wash my hands. Then I have some food, and then I wash my hands. Then I take a shower, wash my hands, and then wash.
That was unnecessary.
Then
that
mommy tells me my hands are clean. And then I wash and wash and wash my hands. Then I take a football, and I wash and wash and wash and wash. And I watch my sister washing her hands, and I get an idea to wash my hands. And I wash and wash and wash,
Wash you talking about, kid?
And now!
Fight people, yay!
Turn off that water. You're wasting water and you're wasting energy. You're wasting heat. It has to be generated somewhere. How red are their necks?
Little man inside my head who tells me what to do.
Go fill your pants with chili.
And the little man inside his head has some ideas too.
Your lung would make a noise, huh?
But the little man inside his head is freaking crazy.
God is real.
Cause the little man inside his head
breathes corporate thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder.
Thunder. Yeah, those guys are nuts. But me, I got it together. Now check this out.
Dear Jesus, please watch over me and bless me and praise me and thank
you. Watch over me.
Don't waste your youth sucking up to some hot dead chump.
Yeah, live it up. Knock me back.
Yeah.
Vic Payback.
Me into you.
Payback, did you
use
say?
Use me to get more of them.
Don't use any of that stuff, Ricky. It will make you very upset.
Thinking critically.
That makes two of us.
I know what you say is true.
Well, it's... You should... I'll prove it to you.
Hey.
Ow! Yeah! Slap my monkey! Get her done! Go, Gators! Go, Gators!
This guy is...
Get those Gators out of you.
I'm heading to Cabo. Biz knit you later, Skater.
Spring break! 1931 spring break!
And on the seventh day, God did body shots and had blast mouth shooters at a wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah, well, now that's your interpretation. You know, that's the way they may... That's the way they may see it, or believe in it, or even sing it in Texas.
If you got a Cadillac, boy, and a 40-room shack, boy, a bucket full of money, and a tree full of honey. Smoochin' or muggin'. Well, if you ain't lovin', then you ain't livin'. If you're riding on a gravy train instead of walking down Lover's Lane, you can't make it, boy. You're going the wrong way, boy. You gotta get a little honey. It's better than money. Well, if you ain't lovin', if they call you a big man, cause you got a lot of bottom land. If you kin to the president and you help run the government, but if you get no attention, you're better off on a pension. Well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. If you got a string of long cars and you smoking them Cuban cigars. You ain't so well-to-do unless you get a little coochie-coo. It takes a little bit of smacking, or your life is a-lacking. Well, if you ain't loving, well, brother, then you ain't living.
Since there's no help, come, let us kiss and part. Nay, I have done. You get no more of me. And I am glad, yea, glad with all my heart, that thus, so cleanly, I myself can free. Shake hands forever. Cancel all our vows. And should we meet at any time again, be it not seen in either of our brows that we one jot of former love retain. Now, at the last gasp of love's latest breath, when his pulse failing, passion speechless lies, when faith is kneeling by his bed of death, and innocence is closing up her eyes. Now, if thou wouldst, when all have given him over, from death to life, thou mayst him yet recover.
Down in Texas, and a Western Superman, to say the least. He was the roughest, toughest critter, never known to be a quitter, 'cause he never had no fear of man or beast. So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo. Once he roped the raging cyclone out of nowhere, then he straddled it and settled down with ease. And while that cyclone bucked and flitted, Pecos rolled a smoke and lit it, and he tamed that ornery wind down to a breeze. So if I once there was a drought that spread all over Texas, so to sunny California he did go. And though the gag is kind of corny, he brought rain from California. That's the way we got the Gulf of Mexico. So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Now once a band of rustlers stole a herd of cattle, but they didn't know the herd they stole was Bill's. And when he caught them crooked villains, Pecos knocked out all their fillings. That's the reason why there's gold in them there hills.
So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Oh, Pecos lost his way while traveling on the desert water. It was 90 miles across the burning sand water. He knew he'd never reach the border if he didn't get some water.
So he got a stick and dug the Rio Grande.
My Leola, Rudy, 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 Rudy.
While a tribe of painted Indians did a war dance, Pecos started shooting up their little game. He gave them redskins such a shake-up that they jumped out of their makeup. That's the way the painted desert got its name. So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo. While reclining on a cloud high over Texas,
Texas. With his guns, he made the stars evaporate. Then Pecos saw them stars declining, so he left one brightly shining as the emblem of the Lone Star Texas State.
So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, as the emblem of the Lone Star Texas.